Very good. Fine. Okay, I would say that you live in a brick
house.
House, okay. And more than one house would be
houses.
All right. What kind of buildings are there on a barn? On a farm. What kind of buildings would you find on a farm?
Well, a barn.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken house or hen house.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the old days, you'd have a find an outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to the barn, you might find a carriage house where they would keep their horse-drawn tools.
Mm-hmm.
on the shelter from the weather when they're not being used for the mm-hmm. carriage house.
What would you call the building where the grain is stored, where they would store grain?
A silo is where they store grain that might become heated or wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have of course, a granary is a general in that time, but then all farms don't have granaries, but they might have a little bin that they keep dry grain in.
Mm-hmm.
And then farms used to have a smokehouse.
Oh, yeah.
That they cured meat in.
Mm-hmm. And they would leave that for the winter, and I know back in Tennessee where I'm from, they used to be able to hang brood out in the smokehouse or just out in the barn, and it would stay frozen all winter.
Or they would have a big chimney and hang the hams in the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the famous Smithfield hams came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to taste the Christmas ham right now. I really can't.
We have one in the refrigerator.
Mm. Yeah, very good. What would you call hay that is piled up outside of a barn?
You know, hay is not a product of this area.
It's not?
But I had experience when I was a boy on my great-grandfather's farm in Alabama, and I worked on a farm in Maryland one summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember certain things about farm life that would apply to those other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember mowing hay and stack it up. They first come along with rakes and stack it up in what they call shocks.
Mm-hmm. And what would they look like?
Oh, they just mound about 3 or 4 feet in diameter and about 6 feet high. It's mm-hmm. called a hay shock. That was the preliminary drying out. If you have it in too big a batch at one time, it heats up and molds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'd have it in the shock. They'd roll it, I believe, in what they call windrows,
mm-hmm.
with a horse-drawn rake, and have it in windrows. And then they'd take this, go along these windrows, and